This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. Today's topic, we have the difference between a typical divorce, you know, those collaborative divorces, maybe those conscious uncouplings, and those difficult divorces, which is really the area of focus of this podcast. And a difficult divorce is usually an emotionally difficult divorce, not necessarily just because you have difficult assets or custody issues. A lot of it's just because of the unpacked, difficult emotions. We're also going to answer a question about if you're getting stuck in one of these difficult divorces, what can you do? But before we jump into our episode, let's start off with our weekly quote. Is from J.M. Smith. It goes like this. If you dance with the devil, then you haven't got a clue, for you think you'll change the devil, but the devil changes you. My reaction to this quote is how true. If you're dancing with the devil in your divorce, if you are listening to me right now and you're dancing with the devil in the divorce, it will impact you negatively. And how do you know you're dancing with the devil? Well, are you in a 3+ year divorce? Have they made allegations? Have they hid money? Have they made things more difficult than they have to be? Are they driving you crazy? Are they gaslighting you? And then you feel like the crazy one. Oh yeah, now you're in that difficult divorce. And how did you get here? You didn't do anything wrong, did you? You just wanted things to be simple. You just wanted an amicable divorce, but you're here. That's really what the quote's all about. So I would say if you're fighting in one of these divorces against the devil, just make sure what you want to get is achievable in the divorce, not necessarily revenge, not to make up for lost time, and make sure it's worth it. The example I always think about is this case between this very wealthy couple, and there was a lot of bitterness because the husband left the wife after, I think, 40 or 50 year marriage, married someone younger, and they just went to town, multi-year divorce, hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. And I'm not sure if any of those people are happier after all that time, but it really played out center stage here, especially in New York, in the New York Post. All right, so let's move to our coaching corner, and we're talking about this typical versus a difficult divorce. A typical divorce focuses on solutions. And why shouldn't we? That's just problem solve. Maybe we can even resolve our divorce at the kitchen table. Maybe a mediator. If we're having a couple issues, maybe we just need a few sessions and just move on with our lives. Things are getting difficult. Ooh, things are a little stressed. Maybe we hire an attorney who's going to just negotiate something pretty simple, just a few months, a couple, you know, do some straightforward disclosure. You probably know what your spouse has or doesn't have. You probably know what your spouse makes or doesn't make. Probably know what the parenting plan should be. Let's negotiate this out. But if things get crazy and allegations are starting to be made, and now you find yourself in court, you're finding the money is not necessarily there, you're wondering what's going on. Maybe you're not in a typical divorce. Maybe you're in a difficult divorce. And a difficult divorce is focusing on causing you stress and pain. It's not focusing on solutions, causing you stress and pain, because they're projecting their pain onto you through a divorce. So how do you get out of this? Well, I mean, let me just break the news. It's hard. It's hard because you're going to have to really make a decision. Am I willing to compromise? Am I willing to maybe overpay for a settlement, walk away from some money, just not to keep on dancing with this devil? And maybe that's the right choice for you long term. If it was me, I would just think, what I'm fighting for, is it worth it for over a 5+ year battle? Could be well over $100,000 in legal fees. Is it worth it for me in 10 years? If in the medical world, if my arm was cut off and I had to give everything and take debt and had to pay this debt back for 20 years, yes, that's worth it. And that's a decision you have to make. That's a personal decision. Okay, I know this is a lot to absorb in this coaching corner, and I hope I didn't take all the air out of the day. I know we record this on Friday, but it comes out on Sunday. So I hope you had a relaxing weekend. And when you hear this, what I'm trying to say to you is it's difficult decisions you have to make early on in your case. And if this is just, too much for you, don't worry. We're going to go through this each week. But if you're ready to roll and you're like, hey, I got this, I did an audiobook. It's available on Spotify and Audible. You can listen to it in a few hours. And if you have any questions on that, send us a question at question.gettingdivorced.org. We accept voice questions, and maybe we'll answer your question on a future episode of this podcast. So let's move to our question for today. And it is, what can I do if I find myself in one of these difficult divorces? Well, besides running, which is an option, not really. In my mind, it's an option. First, you want to consult, obviously, with an attorney who has an experience in high conflict divorces, not just someone who's collaborative or not someone who does a lot of different things. You want someone who has deep skill sets in this field in your jurisdiction. You might want to consider a therapist to offload all of your emotions so you can think more clearly, or counselor or social worker. You might want to join a support group or take up a hobby to offset all the pain you're going through. I had a client who did dancing weekly, and I think that really helped her sanity through her multi-year divorce. And then you want to try to draw strength if you can from your friends, from family. Just be careful. Everyone's going to give you their opinion, and you're not looking for people to necessarily give you your opinion. You're looking for people who are going to support you. That's what you want. And every case is a little different. You got to, take care of your physical health to the extent you can. You want to also, and this is key, avoid conflict with your spouse. None of those texts or emails where just things escalate. Whew, I hate that. Don't do that. It's not productive. That's why you're in a difficult divorce. And all those texts and emails are just going to probably be exhibits, and they're probably not going to be productive. I think as a therapist once said to me in one of my cases, hey, your client is justified in feeling angry, justified, but it's not productive. And that's it. These exchanges are not productive. I'd rather you do what Lincoln does, which is just write a letter and don't send it. Okay, if you like this episode and you want something more, I do these conversations a couple times a year. I'm up to 4 times a year now. And my first conversation of this year is with Dr. Zoe Slotoff. It's about mindfulness, just getting some moments of mindfulness. And I think you get some good information to try to just calm yourself a little bit. We talk about breathing techniques. We talk about mantras to keep you sane in these stressful times. And she even gives a guided meditation. So check it out and let me know what you think. And before you go, here's just one insight I want you to leave you with about the divorce journey. And thinking of a divorce journey in 3 parts, you're thinking of this transformational journey where you're moving from stress and resistance and negativity with the help of bridges, like a therapist, like books, like podcasts, and you're going to get more inspired. And that's that growth mindset where you're like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, but I don't have to make big changes, just little changes, maybe 1% each week or each month, or even 0.01% each week, each month, move in the right direction. And after a period of time, after a year, after 2 years, you'll be in a very different place. Trust me. And then that's going to guide you into your proactive living. That's how you come up and you can compromise and you can think of your positions that can evolve so you can move on in your life in a better place. So that's what I hope for people who are going through the divorce, to understand this transformational journey, to understand, to be inspired, to change their mindset and being pulled to a better post-divorce life. All right, this is Corey Shapiro. Thank you for your time. Can't wait to connect again with you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.